Hello?
Hi, Lori.
Hello?
It's Tina from Local Splash. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, good. I didn't forget about
yep.
Monday. I've been fighting a cold all week, so I could barely talk.
That's why I didn't say anything for a while, but I said today's Friday. So.
I know.
I didn't know.
I thought I'd be over it by now, but it's getting like a little bit worse. So I don't know.
You know that I had one too. You know, I get sick instantly when I'm around somebody who has been sick. Believe it or not, I got sick. I really did.
Oh.
And the same few hours later, I was sick.
Was it the same last week too? Like you've been fighting it this week?
Okay, hold on a second. I'm cleaning a dog. No!
Oh, how cute.
Leave it! No! Leave it! Leave it! This, of course, now he does it when I'm freaking on the phone.
Oh, what a
leave
cutie.
It. Leave it! Leave it! We gotta move, though, over here. Now car's coming. Okay. Well, he did actually do pretty good. He did pretty good. Normally, he didn't lunge or try to go after him or growl or anything, which is very good. But
still
did it when I'm on the phone, of course. And I said, oh, great, he's going to do it when I'm on the phone. He didn't do it when the other dog barked at him, but no, now that I'm on the phone, of course. But anyways, I got instantly sick, too, you know. He said he wasn't sure if he had a cold. He says, I think I do. And then sure enough, like 2 hours later, I'm already sick.
I'm sick instantly.
You know, I said, believe it or not, because I really got sick when somebody threw up across the room.
Wow.
They were across the room from me, and I got sick that very day still. And I'm like, see, this is what I'm saying. I can't afford to get sick like this. Like instantly.
Yeah, I know. People don't
believe me until I'm sick right away.
Yeah, I was going to say, for me, it was different because everybody in my family through April and May, they've all been sick and like big sicknesses where they're in the hospital and they're getting antibiotics and breathing treatments and they've all been sick and vomiting and coughing, and it went through like everyone, and I was like the only one that didn't get it. So I think it was just inevitable, but I'm not at that, like, I don't feel like it's like that, like I have to go to the hospital or I can't breathe, but it's just hard to talk, you know, and it hurts.
Sorry, because I was like that too, but you know, I've been going through so much, you know, and it's like,
I know,
and it's like, and I'm like, what is it that lady across the way that harasses me, I was like, why can't something just happen to her? And I'm like, I don't understand. Well, why is it the good people or something always get the crap? And it's like, but yet the awful people just keep on going and going and going.
Yeah, it's true. That's very true.
It is very true. I get so pissed about it because I'm like, and then you say, well, Bob, and you know, you have people always telling you, well, if you pray to God and ask, you shall receive. And I said, oh, please. I said, if that was true, then how come when I've asked him, I haven't got nothing?
Yeah.
And I said, put that in there and then say, it's true that ask and you shall receive or whatever. And then they say, well, he speaks to me. I don't understand how he speaks to you. I don't even know that. How does he speak to you? Because he sure don't to me.
Yeah. Oh.
Well, you have to have faith. And I'm sorry, but I think it's all psychological if you ask me.
Well, I can relate. I feel like I've heard God speak to me before, but it wasn't until I accepted Jesus into my heart, you know, and asked for forgiveness of my sins, and he became like a part of me, and that's where like I could start like feeling, you know, the difference. But I feel like when people say, oh, just pray and God will do it, that's not always true, because God's not a genie. We can't just say, oh, I want this, and want, like you're rubbing a magic lamp, you know?
That's what I'm saying. Because people say, if you ask, you shall receive. And I'm like, you know, I've been asking a lot. And I said, I have been asking over and over again. And I said, I hadn't received nothing, you know? For the same thing.
Yeah.
Please stop, dog. I'm on the phone.
But I do
know.
Believe, like, if you need something, you just continue to just ask and ask and ask. Like, eventually, I believe that he'll do it because he sees, like, how persistent we are. You know, like, if I, like, one of my kids is in trouble and I'm just constantly asking and asking and asking, like, please help them, please help them. Eventually, they're going to get help, you know, because I'm being very diligent about it, you know. It's not just like rubbing a lamp and, oh, here, I have three wishes, you know. It doesn't
you know,
work like
it,
that.
It, it's just, but I give up faith because it's like, I have been asking for such a long time. And I'm like,
yeah,
I quit asking because I'm not receiving anything that I've asked for, ever.
Oh, yeah, but you never know. Sometimes I feel like if I haven't received something I've asked for, when I look back on it, it's like, oh, it was in my best interest. At the time, I thought I needed that, and now I see that it would have actually hurt me if I had that, you know? So sometimes it's always like there's a reason, too, you know? But let me ask you, you're still having questions about the verification, right? Because I saw that Sherry's been reaching out to you still.
Well, no, because I told you, remember, I said you're going to have to give me time because, remember, I got injured and stuff. I almost lost my dog and everything.
But when you talked to me on the Facebook, you had a question about the Better Business Bureau, like if that would be accepted.
Yeah, because now the Chamber of Commerce, it isn't $50 like they said it was. They said whoever charged you $50, it was a scam then because you didn't meet them in person or nothing. I said, no. And I said, but it was in, and I said it was in my ads though, and I said it was up there, and I said now it's not, but it was, you know. So it's like, how do I know? Is that dog loose? Oh, yeah, the dog is loose.
So tell me again, what you have, because I think I'm trying to look at the notes from last time.
Because I'm like,
all you had,
it's going to be complicated to get everything you need, and it's like, it's going to take me so much time, and it's like, I don't know if I have that time.
No, don't wait until you have everything you need. If you only have the Better Business Bureau stamp and your business card, by all means, do the video verification with that because at least we have something. And then take a picture of your yard with the kennels. You know, you have the cages in there. Clearly, you're
kennels?
A dog.
Oh, we don't have kennels outside or anything like that.
Well, what do you have? You have just the yard, or you have something that shows that you're training animals, right?
Well, we don't keep them in kennels, so remember, it's a home base, so it's like a lot of them get to sleep wherever they want.
Okay, so
I don't believe in just kenneling certain dogs. I mean, yes, if they're really aggressive, they don't get along with dogs, and I'm not training them or whatever. You know, if they're really aggressive or whatever, yes, they have to be in kennels. Yes, and they're in the living room, not in the not in the backyard. I wouldn't put anything in the backyard.
I'm the same way, Lori. I feel the same way.
I don't do that.
It's funny because so many people believe in, like, crate training them and leaving them in kennels. And I feel like dogs' lives are so short compared to ours that if that could bring them a little bit of joy to not have to sit in a cage all day, then I'm going to help them with, you know what I mean? I'm going to help them with that, you know?
I mean,
so,
you know, like I said, some aggressive ones are in the kennel more, you know, until they get their time to come out. You know, because they can't be around the rest of the pack of the dogs, yes. But, I mean, all the pictures that I have in my ads are the ones that have been in my, you know, been there. So I don't know, you know, they're not in kennels when I take pictures of them or nothing, you know. It's not like, you know.
Well, Google's not going to go out and look at, like, all the pictures that you've had before and all that. All they want to know is that you're a valid business in the area. So just keep that in mind. Anything that you could send that would support that would help.
We went to
Fargo. What I did right now is I resent you that email, and I know you can't look at it right now because you're out there training, but when you have time, call me and I can get Sherry on the phone with you. She's the one that's been trying to reach out to you to get it done, and then she can, you know, she's the expert. She would know, like, if you say, oh, would my Better Business Bureau stamp work or would my business card work, she would be the one that could answer that. So I'm going to send her a note right now.
That comes in the mail with a business name on too, but I don't, you know, and I said, well, does it matter what it is, you know, that comes with a business name on it? I remember asking that.
Well, I'm going to send her a note that you need help with it and for her to reach out to you again. She'll probably reach out by Monday. They always say, you know, give it one business day and we're closed on the weekend. So when she calls you on Monday, I'll also put a note in there that sometimes you get spam calls and you're not aware that it's us calling. So I'll put a note in there that if you don't pick up, for her to just send you a quick text and say, hey, this is Local Splash calling, please pick up, and then I'll have her call you a second time. That way, between you and her, you can definitely get it done on Monday, okay?
I'm just saying that it's going to take more time because I got to meet with a person from the Better Business Bureau still if I'm going to do it that way because, like I said, you know, I want to make sure it's not a scam anymore, you know?
Okay, so
that was a scam because the lady told me that that's not how they do it. And I'm like, well, what do you mean? And I'm like, okay. And I said, well, I remember his name and I think I kept his number, but I mean, I just don't remember his name anymore now. But
so
I said, but I know
that
it's real.
That I'm not going to dash Sherry yet then because you're not ready, right? So what I'll do is I sent you the email. Look it over when you have a second and see if there's any alternate items in there that you do have other than just the business card and the Better Business Bureau that you're working on. And then once you think you have enough to support it, you can ask me or, you know, you can call me or have me call you and say, hey, Tina, I figured out that I have this or that. Will that work? And then if I think that it's going to be sufficient, then I'll have Sherry reach out to you at that time because I hate to have her call you on Monday and then you feel pressure to send something over that you're not even ready with. You know what I mean? So
and then, like I said, I don't keep them in kennels in the back or anything or outside or anything like that, you know. So, well, that's why, because when you said that, I'm like, well, I don't really keep every dog.
Well, I just assumed that you had, you know, crates or kennels or something, but there's a lot of dog trainers that don't, you know. So, like, even if you have, like, a picture of your car with some dog carriers in it or something, that would help, you know what I mean, with a Minnesota.
We don't even do that. I don't even do crates in the vehicles either.
Okay.
Actually,
yeah,
most people bring them to me.
Okay. Yeah. You don't have any reason to take them anywhere. That makes sense. So, but, okay. Well, at least we know what we have to do. I'll put a note in here that you're working on it, that you're ruling out the Chamber of Commerce, but you're going to try to go and get, you know, the Better Business Bureau set up. And then based on that, once you're ready, just call me and I'll have Sherry reach out to you at that time. Okay.
And now what about the payment? Do I still got to pay you, don't I?
It says that it's due on May 28th. It's not past due yet. And then remember, the June 28th will be your service credit. So you'll have, you know, a couple of months to get this squared away because the the May 28th payment, if it doesn't go through, then, you know, we'll just let it sit in suspension for a couple of weeks because it's not going to really affect you anyway because you're still working on that. You know what I mean? And then the June payment is free anyway. So you'll have some time to get it straightened up.
I know that the stuff is still up for people to leave reviews, but, you know, and I said, because I've gotten people are leaving more reviews on Google than they are anywhere else right now. You know, even
yeah,
Yelp.
They
left them on Yelp and Yellow Pages too and stuff, but that's, you know.
Google is the best format because a lot of people won't see the ones on Yelp and Yellow Pages, but the ones on Google are really, really crucial. So, and they can continue to do that in the meantime. They can continue to leave you reviews on your Google page in the meantime. So I'll send you a link also that will help with that. It'll be a review generator email. And then, you have 71 on there now. Good for you, Lori. Good.
You know, how do you see 71? You know, here's what I can't figure out. How do you see 71 when I go through them? I don't count 71.
Oh, I just opened up the Google listing and it says, right next to the star rating, there's a little 71 in parentheses. So that means there's 71 reviews total on there. So
yeah,
I'll
but when I go through them, I don't count 71 is what I'm saying.
Probably have to go to back pages. There's probably back pages of them. There's probably like 10 on the first page, and then there's probably an arrow that you have to click through to the next page and the next page. But I'll take a look at it. Let me just send you this
room. Because it says, it says on the bottom, it says, show more. But then when I show more, and then it gets to the end, and I'm like, yes, I remember the end. And I'm like, that's still not 71.
Yeah, let's see.
Because I was like, I count and I'm like, how does she come up with 71? I'll never know.
That's what it says. It says 71 right on your Google listing. So, yeah, and I didn't
know. That's what I'm saying. And I count when I go through and count them once. I mean, just count them once. There's not going to be 71.
Okay.
It might be 30, but not 71.
Interesting. Okay, well, I don't know why it's showing that then, but either way, that helps you. The more reviews, the better.
Right.
So, I mean, don't knock it. It says 71 and you only have 30.
Wondering, I know, I'm puzzled, though, because I was like, I don't understand. It keeps saying, even when I put, and if somebody else still leaves a review, and it'll say more, and it'll still say, like, 70 and then 71, and I'm like, and still, I don't count 71.
Yeah, I know. Go figure. Wow. But, in any case, I'm glad that we talked. What kind of dog is that you're training, by the way?
It's a lab mix.
Nice.
Coonhound or something. Some kind of hound, anyway. But you know what?
Yeah.
He's learning. What happened is that she did take him to a trainer once before, but just what happened, and she had to go out of town for a month, and that person that she left the list with and the instructions to maintain the training, the person did not.
And I said,
oh, that's what I said. And I'm like, that's not good. And then she didn't seek help for a long time again, almost a year. And I said, that explains a lot then. I said, this is why the dog went back the way he was, because he went downhill after that month, that no maintaining. And then you tried to do it and you just didn't do it, you know, because
right.
She said, yeah, I couldn't do it because, you know, he went downhill and she tried to get him back up there and didn't work. And, you know, and I'm like, apparently. And so, he went down, but that was over a month, you know. I mean, you know, you don't wait a year after he went downhill.
Yeah, exactly. Aww.
And she said, yeah. And I said, well, what you do then, I guess, don't leave the dog there anymore with that person then. Because I said,
right.
If he goes downhill again, you know, after this time, and you leave him with someone and they don't follow through, the same thing's going to happen again.
Yeah. Oh, well, he's responding.
And I guess he had a dog
that's right.
Yeah, and I guess they had a dog that they didn't train that, they didn't even train their own dog, and the dog had really bad habits and naughty stuff, and then he picked up on that, and they let him do that and everything, and I'm like, and see, that's what I'm saying. You know, this is how it happens, you know, and it's like, this is what happens when you know, and she said, yeah, and she said, but I didn't have anybody to leave him with or whatever, you know, kind of thing, and I thought, oh, you know, and I'm like, well, and her daughter didn't know the stuff either or something, or her son, whatever. So, but she says this time she's going to get her kids on the maintaining the training, so that if she does go, then they can stay with, then she can, you know, the dog can stay with them.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
And I said, yeah, I said, that would be a better idea than just, you know, just taking them somewhere, because even if you took them to another boarding place, they're not going to train the dog at all. They're not going to even maintain nothing.
Right, exactly.
You know? So I said, so even then, you know, it's not going to work when you do it that way either. So, I mean, that's the only sad part. A lot of times, you know, I mean, if you maintain it for a long time, the dog would be used to it and then much, much, much better. But I says, if you're doing it like shortly after you've gotten him back, don't do that.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
And that's what she did the first time. And I'm like, ew. And she goes, well, I had to. And then, I thought she was, because she's a nurse, you know, or not, yeah, I think she's a nurse. And I asked her, oh, so you went across, you know, to one of the other states when they had needed help or whatever, fire or whatever it was, you know? And she said, no, she said, I was moving. And I'm like, oh,
wow.
And it took her a month, I guess, to do it. Because she was moving from Texas to here. Well, now I got somebody's dog and they're moving to Texas from here.
Oh, wow. The opposite, huh?
You
know what?
You have a... I'm like, is everybody going to Texas these days?
You have a rewarding job. I'd love to be trading dogs all day. That's awesome. Then
you know what, though?
See,
I remember I told you that picture of... Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say that's when you can see that they start coming around and responding to you. That's so awesome. It is a rewarding job, you know?
I know. And you know what? The dogs, most of the dogs just love me. You know, I mean.
I know. I can tell.
And if my Philip, if Philip is there helping me, you know, of course,
yeah.
My dogs won't listen to him with worse shit. And that's okay because I don't expect him to listen to anybody really but me. But,
yeah.
The other dogs, there's a lot of them that don't listen to him either if I'm there. They'll just sit there
Oh, wow.
I'm not being with you because she's here now. She's in charge.
That's funny.
So they
that's
know.
Funny.
So they do know. So they do know. But
yeah.
I'll tell you, my Haven, my husky Haven, I don't know if I sent you a picture of him yet. I thought I did, but maybe I didn't. He goes and
yeah.
visits seniors now.
He visits who?
Seniors. You know, seniors?
Oh, that's great. That's really good.
And I get pictures of him visiting the seniors, or they just are in love with him. And guess what? I'm training him to be
that.
A service dog for a senior.
Yeah, that's the way to go. That's great. Oh, that's even more rewarding because, you know, I hear that it even helps their blood pressure and everything when seniors have a, you know, an animal that will come in and visit them once a week. They say that it's so good for their health, you know. So.
But then when Haven's gone to the senior, that he's going to be he's going to be your full-time senior dog. I mean, service dog.
Does he look like a husky or?
Oh, he's a husky Malamute.
Oh, that's very pretty.
And I'll tell you,
nice.
She says, well, everybody keeps telling me how bad not to have a husky for a service dog. And I said, well, for one, he's mixed. He's husky Malamute. And I said, there's husky police dogs. There's all kinds of things for huskies. I said, there's a couple of people I know that have police dog huskies for police dogs. And I said, there's even people who have pit bulls for police dogs.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
and I said, you can train any dog to do whatever you need them to do, you know? I mean,
yeah.
You know? I said, that's just silly saying that these dogs can't be. If they have the proper training and the proper bringing up, they can do anything that you want them to do.
Yeah.
And they're willing to do it, and they're willing to make you happy.
Yep.
And I just love it because my boys always want to make me happy. And I test them out all the time, and I'm like, okay, so here we are. I said, go ahead and see if Levi will go in the kennel for you. Because, you know, I put him in the kennel at night to go to sleep because I got five of them, you know. They can't all sleep in the same room. They can't all sleep in the same room because there's a couple that aren't getting along right now, so I just keep them separate.
Yeah.
And those are my dogs, but you know, they're out a lot more than they are in the kennels anyway, but still. And I said, go ahead and, you know, test them out, you know, see if they'll go in and do what you want them to do. He goes, okay, come on, Levi, come. Levi just sits by me and looks at you like, you ain't in charge of me.
Oh, wow, that's funny.
And you know what? That's good, though, because that way my dogs won't get hurt.
Yeah,
stolen.
Exactly.
And
the
way people, you know, and I'm telling you, Minnesotans are really bad. They are so awful.
Really?
There's a guy that lived across the street that poisoned the dog park. He put stuff in the meat and threw it in there. I mean, and I'm talking nails and screws and shit. And tats.
Wow.
And the dog,
there's
a couple of dogs that actually picked it up and ate it, and one dog died.
That's horrible.
That's what I'm saying. And the guy just complained. He doesn't like the dog park across the street from him, but it doesn't bother anybody else. So, you know, I'm like, still. I said, that's just so mean. What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
I said, why don't you? No. Leave it. And, you know, it's just horrible that people can do that. People are really bad here. You know, they see that higher crime is in Detroit. I don't know. I think Minneapolis, St. Paul is. If you ask me, the people are
just
evil here.
I wish that someone would get his license plate or something so that, because, I mean, he could get, like, prosecuted for that, you know? But that doesn't help the little dog that lost its life, you know? But it may prevent him from doing it to someone else, you know?
Well, here's the thing. They couldn't really prove it. They said they think it is. because he lived right there, and every day he'd come out screaming at people saying, this dog park should go, get rid of these dogs, and da-da-da. And, you know, who else would it be after that? You know, you think about
it. Oh, so, yeah, he has the motive to do it, so that's why everybody thinks it's him, but there's no... Yeah, you know, it's funny because I know if I took mine to the dog park and someone was throwing in tainted meat like that, one of mine would eat it. It's the brindle one. She eats everything. When I walk her, she's always picking up things, and I'm out, and I'll say, drop it, leave it, and she'll listen. But sometimes before I see her, I'll see her go gulp, and she swallows it down, and I'm like, oh, you know, like, what did she find now, you know? And she's just one of those. She'll pick up sticks or rocks or whatever she finds, and she tries to eat everything. So I always have
and
to be on her.
And it's dangerous when dogs do that.
So dangerous,
because,
and that's why I'm happy she knows.
On,
like,
you can have a pill on the ground, and it could be deadly to a dog, and there the dog picked it up and ate it, and you're like, okay, where's that pill that I saw?
Yep, and she's like a vacuum cleaner. In the morning, she'll come down and she'll see if any of the other two dogs didn't finish their bowls the night before. She'll finish those, and then she goes and looks for the cat food. And if the cat didn't finish her, it's funny because she used to be like a skinny little dog, and now she's getting chunky. And I'm like, it's because she eats everybody's food. Yeah, she can't stop.
But you know, you don't want her to get fat. You're gonna have to start picking up all that food so she doesn't do it no more.
I know, and then my husband, he'll have like leftover croissants or the fat from his meat, and he'll give that to them. And I tell him, don't do that. They're supposed to be like, you know, trying to like lose a little weight. Don't give them that extra stuff they don't need, you know.
You know, and so many people do that. They say, oh, I love him. Look at my boy. I just love him so much. Why shouldn't I give him that? And I'm like, oh, my God. And I'm like,
yeah.
I could tell you how many reasons why not to.
The good news is that one that is getting chunky, that's the one that technically is my son's dog. So he'll come usually four or five times a week and take her to the dog park while I'm working, and she gets to just run and run and run, and she comes back and she's like, you know, where she's exhausted. And I'm like, that's good for her because, you know, I'll take her maybe once or twice a week at night. You know, I don't take her as much as he does, but between the two of us and the walks that she gets, I think that helps her, because if not, she would be really chunky, you know, with
<'Cause> I'm like,
everybody's food.
I don't know, I think like some people, but you know, people don't realize that it's bad for their health when they're that fat.
Yeah,
and
I know.
And if you keep giving them all that food and letting them eat all that stuff, it's bad for their health.
Yeah, that's what I learned with my older one, the one that had the surgery, because when he had his surgery, they said, oh, he has to lose a little bit of weight. So I'm trying to like cut back on the food that he eats and, you know, take him on longer walks. I take him on this long, like mile and a half walk at night, and just so he could get more steps in. And, you know, I'm trying to help him with it, because it's not fair to say, oh, he needs to lose weight and then keep feeding him the same, you know, so.
But you know, it's true with people. Sometimes they don't do surgery unless you lose weight.
Yeah, that's true too, because it's too dangerous. Yep.
And I'm like, really? They can't do that part? And they said, nope, not until you lose weight. And I'm like, oh. And I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
So, I guess I'm not a doctor or anything, but I would just assume that the knee surgery wouldn't have nothing to do with his weight, but apparently it does.
Yeah. Well, for him, it was his disc in his back. Remember, it was the neurosurgery. So I think they were saying that, like, if he loses weight, it helps him because it puts less pressure on his back when he's walking around. You know what I mean? So that was the idea behind it, is they were, like, saying, hey, make sure that he tries to lose weight because that'll help him with, you know, with his injury that he had, so, and the healing. But, okay, Laura, well, I better let you go. I just wanted to touch base, and I'm happy that you're working on it. That makes me really glad. So, you know, take your time getting it done. And if you can pay on May 28th, that's great, because that will keep everything active in the meantime. If not, then we still have some time to collect the payment before it would, you know, get to a point where we'd lose everything, okay?
Oh, guess what? I was going to tell you one more thing before you did take off. Remember when remember when I'm getting stricter on people that, who don't pay?
Yes, I do. How's that working
well,
out?
Well, now guess what? Remember I said they have that guy's dog? He's got three of them here. Remember, he's moving to Texas. And he wasn't paying, you know. And I told him finally, I said, you know, I guess I'm going to have to be mean, and it's just the way it is. And I told him, if you can't pay, then I'm going to have the animal control take the dogs, and they'll be in the pound.
Oh, wow. And what did he say?
He said, don't worry, I'll be there, I'll be there. Ooh. And I thought, well,
good.
You better be. Because, and it, you know, and then he comes with only half the payment.
I see.
So that pissed me off again, and I thought, okay, whatever, you know. And so, and I told him, you know, and I says, I've worked with you, and I've given you chances, and I says, and you keep putting it off, and this and this and that. And I said, you have a week. If I told you, you know, let's say this day, and it gave you a week, you know, to come up with that money, and he goes, well, the ATM told me I could take this much out, and I says, but you had other days you could have taken it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Or I didn't have a ride, and I said, there's a bus, you know. So how would I get home? And what, buses don't go both ways?
Yeah.
You know, and
exactly.
You think about that, you know, I'm like, okay. And I says, well, and then you, and these, I said, but buses are cheaper than Uber or taxi, you know? And I said, he insists on waiting for an Uber. Then he says, well, I waited for an Uber. And I'm like, it don't take no 3 hours to wait for no Uber.
Oh, yeah.
You know, come on.
Yeah.
I'm not stupid. You know,
yeah.
I mean, what the hell, you know? And finally I told him, I said, you know, this is your last chance, I told him. I said, you need to bring it, and you need to bring it now, today. I said, I've already gave you an extra day again when I shouldn't have, so I don't need to. And I said, you had a week now to plan a ride to get here. And then I said, you told me that you didn't get a ride the last time because you had the dog. Okay, that's fine and dandy, but guess what? I says, now you don't have the dog with you. The dog is here. So what is your excuse now?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I says, so now here we are again, and now you don't have the dog with you. So I says, now what's stopping you from getting here?
Yeah.
So yeah, he kept making shit up, and, you know.
Yeah. You know, I never understand that, why people just don't be honest. You know, I get that all the time too when I'm on the phone with people, and you know, sometimes they're you know, wanting to sign up with our program. Sometimes it's about the payment, and sometimes they'll tell me all kinds of things, and you know, like, oh, I forgot my wallet, and I'm like, oh, really? But you're out working. What would you do if you ran out of gas? Oh, I'd use my gas card. Oh, so you brought your gas card, but you didn't bring your wallet. That's interesting.
You know, the old thing said you're just stupid.
Yeah, but then I'm just stupid. I'm the same way. I'm like, why don't you just tell me, like, look, I don't want to do this, or I can't do it today. You know, I need more time. Fine. You know, it doesn't hurt my feelings. Just tell me the truth, you know.
And, you know, by lying, it hurts you more, especially when they owe you money.
Exactly. That's why, like, I can see your frustration with that guy. He's coming up with all that stuff that has nothing to do with why he's not paying you, you know? So.
Yeah, I mean, I thought to myself, you know, and you know, he never told me. He told me he lied the very first day when he dropped the dogs off. I said, do they get along with other dogs? Oh, yeah. Well, guess what? That's a lie.
Really? Oh, that's hard.
A big fat lie.
Work on you. Yeah, that's more work on you. A lot more work.
And I thought, great. I said, I'm getting more and more people that are dishonest about this damn getting along, dogs getting along with other dogs and shit when they really, really don't. And I said, I used to have every dog go out in and play all together. Now you got to separate them and bring them out another time, you know, just because. And I'm like, because these people can't be honest. And then these dogs have health issues, and he didn't tell me that either. And I'm like, what's wrong with this dog's eyes? Oh, she gets that all the time. And I'm like, you did not tell me this. I'm panicking, thinking we have to take her to the vet and everything else. You don't tell me shit, man.
Yeah, that's not good. They have to be honest with you, for sure. So.
And about the tail, I guess the dog that split her tail, she's done it more than once. And I'm like, you didn't tell me that neither before. I'm already taking her to the vet thinking that I got to fix her. Oh, that happened before, you know. And I'm like, and you did not tell me this. Here I'm panicking, didn't know what to do.
I know. They should have just told you and been forthcoming up front. But anyhow, I got a message from someone in another department saying that they have someone on the hold that's waiting for me. So I better clear the line so they can transfer the call. But please stay on top of that, Lori, and then I will be in communication with you when you're ready to upload it so we can get Sherry to help you, okay?
Well, okay, but I'm just saying because I'm having problems, you know, like I said, I can get something in, you know, I have things that are in, you know, in the name, in my business name, you know, that come as, you know, with mail, you know.
Yeah, but I got to go because they're transferring this call, but we'll get it taken care of next week if you have time. If not, just take your time and call me when you're ready and we'll get her on, okay?
Okay.
Okay, all right. Have a good weekend, Lori.
You too.
Bye.